This is the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. It is a feel-good Friday.
Woo!
You know, our friends at Granted, they provide a lot of feel-good moments, don't they?
All of them. All the feel-good moments come from Granted.
So if there's if there's a feel-good moment, Granted is responsible?
I think so. Because we have our friend Terry Barnes in, and she was just telling me she was on a Carnival cruise.
Okay.
Had a guy cheeseburger.
I saw pictures of your cruise. Yeah.
But
there's
more. I had to rub that into Liberty.
I know, the guy burger. Thanks.
All the feels.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
It was your first time on a cruise with a Wish Kid.
True.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know there was a Wish Kid with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was just your vacation.
It was. But
it was a combo deal,
huh? It just paralleled, and it was amazing.
Awesome. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, a thing like that, a trip to Disney, all types of stuff are included when you grant these wishes. It takes money to make these wishes happen.
Absolutely.
And you're always finding fun, creative ways to help raise money for Granted. So tell us about the next couple of things that you've got going on. Next Saturday, in fact, 1 week from tomorrow, you've got an event called Wheels for Wishes.
Yes, we want to appeal to the community in all kinds of ways. So if you don't have the bravery to go over the edge.
Raise his hand slowly.
Definitely. You should definitely have a vehicle of some kind. And that's why we say wheels. So it is at Harley-Davidson. And we do encourage our motorcycles, and they lead our ride. But Jeeps and any vehicle is welcome. So it's $20 per vehicle, $10 per passenger. And when you get back from the ride, we'll have some Daywig brats and some Little Debbie treats and some Utz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some Utz chips and stuff ready for you. And Bunny Bread is providing the buns. And
we're going to have
some music. And we'll even have some Wish Children there with some thank you signs thanking our community riders. So it does take a lot of money to grant a wish. And if at $20 per vehicle, we need a lot of vehicles to show up.
Heck yeah. So this is Evansville Harley-Davidson there, like at Morgan and Green River Road, essentially.
Correct.
9 a.m. registration. 10 a.m. is when the ride starts. But it's more than just motorcycles, right?
Correct. I mean, anybody can join.
Any kind of vehicle with wheels.
Exactly. Wheels for wishes.
What if we want to grant a wish? What if I don't have any wheels?
You could be a passenger with someone for $10. I got you covered.
Boom. See?
You're always thinking here.
We would love the Jeep community to come out and all the different motorcycle community and hot rods. And the kids love to just sit in their car or to take pictures with their car. So it's more than just the ride.
That's Terry Barnes from Granted here on My 105.3. You've also got a little bit more of a passive way that you can be a part of Granted and raise money for the cause. And that's by buying a brick, sponsoring a brick, right?
Correct. If you look on Oak Hill and Max Road, you'll finally see brick and mortar and construction, and that is our House of Hope.
Framework is up.
Yes, the framework is done. Mm-hmm. Amazing John Elpers and Bowen Engineering. They have done an amazing job getting this started, and all the wonderful people that have helped. But if you want to leave a legacy, you haven't participated in the fundraisers, or maybe you have, but you can buy a brick for as little as $75 and up to $500 with your logo, different sizes. You know, I bought a brick and I put my kid's name on it. So one day next year, they're going to be walking along the House of Hope and they get to search for their name. And we've left a legacy of being a wish granter and supporting the cause in our community. And all of these bricks, the funds from these bricks are going towards building that House of Hope and putting the toys and the necessary sensory items within the House of Hope, because we're going to do all kinds of programming. So we want these families to understand financial freedom. We want to collaborate with other nonprofits like Autism Speaks or Smile on Down Syndrome. We want to bring the community together in this House of Hope, and we need to do that through funding. And buying a brick is a perfect way to leave a legacy and contribute.
Because with Granted, it doesn't just stop at the wish. You have so many programs for after the wish.
Mm-hmm.
You stay with the family. They stay with you.
That's kind of what sets you apart from other.
That is what sets us apart. That's
exactly
what I was going to say.
Yeah, it'd be neat to kind of keep an eye on the construction of the House of Hope. Any idea when we might expect it to be like ready to go?
You know, I'm going to throw out
TBD?
A date, but you can't hold me to it.
Okay.
October 2025, we hope to do it.
Well, that's this year.
Yeah.
We hope.
Heck
yeah.
It's moving
fingers
quickly.
Crossed.
I'm telling you.
Got to buy those bricks so we can make what I said come true.
All right, Terry.
Grant my wish.
If folks want to learn more about all of these events and the things you do there at Granted, where's the best place to go for them to do that?
So farther, buy a brick, or we also need picnic tables for these families. You could buy a picnic table. You go to GrantedHouseOfHope.com. And all of our events are grantedtristate.org.
Okay, so you have a separate site devoted just to the House of Hope.
Correct.
Love it. All right, that's Terry Barnes from Granted. Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by and
seeing us
this morning.
Thank you for having me and always supporting us.